Some Wisconsin dairy farmers could soon be forced out of business. In less than 2 weeks, Grassland Farms Dairy Products will stop purchasing what's called ultra-filtered milk from about 75 dairy farmers in Wisconsin. The milk was being sold to Canada, but the country recently changed its pricing structure, making the Canadian-produced equivalent cheaper. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, while the more immediate problem is trying to find processors willing to take on new clients right now, long-term, there's too much milk.
Over the years, there have been a lot of advances when it comes to dairy farming. The results, cows are producing more milk.
The technology, unfortunately, has been a double-edged sword.
That's Jennifer Sauer. She and her husband Shane own Sauer Dairy Farm in Waterloo, Wisconsin. It's a small operation, 130 acres, where alfalfa, corn, and wheat are grown, and there are around 130 milking cows. Right now, the farm is quiet. The milking cows are content as they poke their heads under a fence to eat.
So those cows up there don't need all the energy that the milking cows and the pre-fresh cows need.
Across the country, dairy cows are eating more nutritious feed than ever before. While technology allows farmers to keep the cows at an optimum temperature for milk production, there have been other improvements as well. Jennifer says the dairy industry has been using sex semen.
It was to advance our genetics. A lot of people use it to expand their herd, to double their herd.
Dairy farmers have also been using an FDA-approved drug called BST to increase milk production.
A lot of people use BST and gain that 10 pounds of milk per animal or more.
It all adds up to a gigantic increase in the amount of milk Wisconsin's dairy farmers have been producing. That's the double-edged sword. Come May 1st, the Sauers are one of 75 Wisconsin farms that will no longer have a buyer for their milk. They've been selling it to a processor who then sold it in Canada. But Canada is changing the pricing structure so that its own dairy farms can supply the product. That's left the Sauers looking for another processor and urging the Wisconsin dairy industry to figure out a longer-term solution for all the milk.
You know, if everybody would in reality give up 1% of their production, and I believe there's around 9,100 farms, that would give us enough to keep all 75 farms. And if you think about it, 1% is not a whole lot.
We are communicating with processors, we're communicating with bankers, we're communicating with the farm organizations.
That's Ben Bransel, Wisconsin's Secretary of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
We have sent letters to Washington, D.C. requesting support and help to clear product off shelves that can go through some of the feed the poor programs that are available both in the national and international market.
Bransel says Wisconsin has never faced a situation where milk produced here had nowhere to go. While President Trump called out Canada this week for not adhering to fair trade practices, Bransel says there's another way Washington could help.
One of the frustrations we have in Washington is some of the people that could be helping us have yet to be confirmed by the Senate, even though they've passed through committees. The U.S. Trade Representative is still awaiting confirmation, as is the Secretary of Agriculture.
Back on the farm in Waterloo, the Sauer's 7-year-old son drives past on a bobcat.
Makes me nervous sometimes, but he's also very involved in the farm, and he's got cows already in here that are his. And it breaks his little heart. He's held a lot of tears back.
Held back tears because the Sauers say if they haven't found a new processor by May 1st, they'll have to sell their milking cows.
You worry. It's not a day went by that you don't shed a tear. Not a day goes by that you don't make that phone call to those same processors asking, what do you have available? Do you have a spot available?
Mom Jennifer says she hopes all farmers realize the situation with Canada can become more far-reaching. Husband Shane agrees.
This is one thing you never would have expected to happen, ever. And if I was a dairy producer that is not facing this right now, you better tighten your belt because it's coming. If we don't fix this right now.
If there is no solution by May, the Sauers say they'll try to keep the youngest members of their herd. It'll be 2 years before they can begin producing milk. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.